31 of Delaware's 49 police departments already carry Narcan through a program funded by the state's Department of Health and Social Services, which started in 2014. During his first 18 months on the job, Wilmington Police Chief Robert Tracy says he was hesitant to join that list over concerns about storing Narcan at the correct temperature. But he says Wilmington's St. Francis Hospital has agreed to store Narcan for the city's police officers.
So it's going to be a one in, one out. My officers can respond to St. Francis, and they can take care of the inventory and logistics. And then the next thing when I'm looking at, as soon as I work out the agreement, we're going to have our officers all trained in it, and we should be carrying it shortly.
St. Francis Hospital EMS and Newcastle County paramedics act as first responders in the city of Wilmington, and each carries Narcan. Tracy says there has not been one instance where an overdose patient died as a result of the Wilmington Police Department not carrying the overdose antidote. The state has allocated $100,000 from its budget for Narcan and is set to receive another $583,000 each year over the next 4 years from the federal government. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.